Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. And today, Thursday, the 21st of December, 2023, we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I am your host tonight, Evans Zininga. And today on Live Talk, we are looking at the meaning of Christmas to today's women. We will also look at politics and women amid a current crackdown on government opponents. But before we dig deeper into the Zimbabwe story, let's see how others are celebrating Christmas elsewhere in the world. Volunteers in Ukraine are putting together holiday gift packages for the country's estimated 700,000 men and women serving in the military. And this is including the tens of thousands serving on the front line. Correspondent Lisa Bakalitz met with some of those volunteers in Kyiv.
Lots of Christmas trees, Ukrainian national flags, and greetings for the armed forces of Ukraine. The children at the Kyiv Region Creativity Center are making gifts for the soldiers.
I am drawing Ukrainian snowmen. Look, they are helping the armed forces of Ukraine.
9-year-old Anna Brusilovska and her friends are making special candles for the soldiers in the trenches.
We wrap cardboard on this wick and fill it with wax. These candles burn longer than ordinary ones. These are for our defenders so that they are not dark and cold in the trenches.
Students go to the center after school to make holiday gifts for Ukrainian military men and women. Both students and teachers have been volunteering since Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
We have internally displaced children and kids whose parents are on the front line, so they understand everything and are glad to help. This time we also add warm insoles and chemical heaters. Volunteers will pass it to the front line.
Children's cards are also placed in holiday boxes along with some sweet treats, says volunteer Katerina Yakimovich, the head of the nonprofit VOIN that supports the Ukrainian military in a variety of ways.
Definitely coffee, definitely honey, definitely candies in the colors of our flag.
Sending one big package of candies to the front line is not an option. She says it is important for each soldier to get a personal present. She's already sent more than 1,000.
As one of the commanders said, amid this horror, it is such moral support.
The initiative Arm Women Now sends free women's winter military uniforms to the front line.
Unfortunately, the Ministry of Defense does not have a separate uniform for women. It's -7 degrees Celsius in Donbass right now, so we need to be sure our military women are warm and comfortable.
Volunteers are packing 150 uniform kits.
Warm winter pants, a warm jacket, thermal underwear, a warm sweater, balaclavas. The artists who knit them always write wishes to each girl.
Warm holiday greetings for just some of the tens of thousands of Ukrainian soldiers spending the winter away from their loved ones. Lesia Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
And even in the middle of a war, people still find time to remember to celebrate the festive season. And on that note, we will take a quick brief break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And if you are just joining us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And coming back to our topic for the day, we are looking at the meaning of Christmas to Zimbabwean women. What a year it's been. Politics, business, religion, it's been success stories, it's been failure stories, you name it. And now is the festive season. Let us talk about all that and more as we also take time to look at the current police crackdown on opposition party supporters in Zimbabwe. And to discuss this, we are joined by ZANU-PF activist Miss Antonella Nare, and she is based in Harare. We also have Citizens Coalition for Change Senator for Matabeleland and South, Miss Nontlantlamlo Chwa, as well as a humanitarian and director of Pumulani in Minnesota, Miss Comfort Dondo. Ladies, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. All right. Okay. So, Miss Nare, we're going to start with you. Your party seems to be enjoying the most in terms of political gains this year. What's there to celebrate as a woman this festive season?
Thank you so much for this question. It's been a hectic and very tough year, and it's really great to actually draw to the end of the year and finally celebrating all the achievements that we've done as a party to start to begin with, and as individuals, so many milestones that we have actually achieved. And I'd like to say that the first thing that we are really grateful of is the gift of life, first and foremost, of course. And it really hasn't been an easy year for us. We've been through the election period, and it's been hectic, especially for women, particularly for women in politics. It hasn't been easy, but here we are actually celebrating today that we've come to the end of the year, and we are so much grateful for that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for breaking the ice right there. And let's move on to Miss Mlotwa. Ma Mlotwa, uyangizwa na? Siyapila lapa. Now, your party is finding the going tough, following all the things that's been going on, the recalls, the by-elections, the cracks and everything that's going on. But it's the festive season. Is there any reason to celebrate for you?
Of course. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. There is a reason to celebrate. My affection is not what you are assessing. I think we did very well for the general election. Mm-hmm. My party did very well. My president, Chamisa, in our own with our own numbers, we are saying President Chamisa won the election. So we still believe we have an illegitimate government, we have an illegitimate president. Mnangagwa is not the president of the country, and we believe Nelson Chamisa swept the election. And we did very well in Matabeleland South. We have not been doing well for the past, in 2013, 2018, we didn't do very well, and we've done so well. We've done well in Matabeleland North. Out of 12 districts, 12 constituencies, we won 9. We swept Bulawayo, 12 out of 12. It has kept the regime so much so that they have to have this and call for by-elections, you know, and all these recalls. But we have done so well. We've showed them who we are. You know, I'm always scared of showing the regime who we are, because once we show them who we are, they really run away and get scared of us. That's the amount of power that we have. So there is a lot for us to celebrate, to say we did very well. We've been resilient. We've been pushing back the regime. To us, it's an achievement.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming in there. I will now move to Comfort. Can you hear me, Comfort Dondo, if you are there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Thank you so much.
Okay. So I know politics is kind of overshadowing everything in the country right now because it's been a lot going on. But also, it's been good things happening to people. It's been a lot of helping, giving hands, and a lot of things have been going on. What is your thought about the festive season from a humanitarian perspective?
Thank you so much. And I'm glad that I get to separate myself from the politics because sometimes it drowns us. From a humanitarian perspective, I have to say I've been talking to a lot of women on the ground. A lot of women on the ground, and I mark on the ground, a lot of women who are in Zimbabwe. It is not the same Christmas I had as a little girl. The same Christmas where my teaching mother and my small business owner father could afford to give us a beautiful Christmas that we still remember. I heard from a few women today that who said there is not that privilege to celebrate the festive season. Zimbabwe is predominantly a Christian nation, and so Christmas is a significant holiday. But a lot of mothers, a lot of women are not able to put food on their table for their kids, and let alone to even buy that new pair of shoes for 2024 that the child will carry to school for the whole year. So this festive season is a bit of a gloom for a lot of the women because the livelihood and the amount of money that they have to put on the table is not just there. It's not enough. And because our economy is not working as well. And not to make this political, but it's a human rights issue. Access to basic commodities is not there for the average Zimbabwean woman. And so for the average Zimbabwean family, this festive season is very painful. And in the words of one of the women I spoke to who is in South Africa, she said, Christmas season has become more painful because it is a reminder of the Christmases that our parents had that we can never have for our children. Those are my sentiments at this moment.
That's quite some word right there. You know, this discussion is probably going to turn political as we go along the way. Let me ask you to give us a Christmas message if you have now so we can hear your Christmas message and we can happily say goodbye to you. And I will leave my good political friends to battle it out on the political front. Is that okay?
That is absolutely okay. It is my Christmas message is remember the reason for the season. The reason why the Messiah came was to liberate all of us. And whether we are political or apolitical, as in our stance, where we're humanitarian, let's remember this, the reason for the season. And we must never, ever give up. Let us keep on pushing for the fight that will allow our children to see and experience the life that we had as we were growing up. That's my Christmas message to all Zimbabweans. Don't stop.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Comfort, for coming on the show. That was Comforta Dondodea, ladies and gentlemen. She is the director of Pumulani, a humanitarian organization based in Minnesota here in the USA. They do a lot of work with women and children in respect of helping hands and everything it comes with. Now, let's go back to politics. Ladies, it's just you and me now. Let me come back to you, Miss Nare, if you are still there, if you can hear me. Now,
yes, sure, I can hear you.
We have seen, just today, we've been hearing stories coming out of Matabeleland in Bulawayo. Indications are that opposition supporters are being barred from holding public meetings, and there are reports that CCC wants to stage protests over human rights violations, the arbitrary recalling of its lawmakers, and other issues. You know, what's really going on? Is your party in on this?
Thank you so much for that question. I would just like to make it clear that the law is actually taking its course to say that we are dealing with people who actually incite violence. I'm sure that you've been seeing so many cases whereby people incite violence in public domains and expect that they can get away with it. So the issue of the Lawayo issue, this is Pasho, he's on record I'm sure you've seen the video. He's on record actually saying that he's trying to make sure that Zimbabwe will be ungovernable, and he's trying by all means to incite violence, which is really bad. And it's quite saddening to see that young people are actually inciting violence, especially on public domain, and then come to act as victims in the midst of people to say that we are being harassed or being targeted by the state.
Mm-hmm.
So
allow me to hold it right there real quick. We've got a caller. We have listeners listening from all over the world. Somebody really needs to chip in now. Let's allow the caller to come in and then we can respond to what they have to say. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Murugundinzwa here. We are kuluma yini o mnotaura.
Yebo ngiyakuzwa kakhulu.
Eh, uthini?
Eh. No, ngindaba le Zimbabwe.
Eh.
Ngibona ni abantu sebesabe kakhulu. Mina kangishishi ngibengilapho ku-force eZimbabwe. Sasuka abantu besindebeleni. Lami okwangeza ngasuka lapho nge-government ngeli-training yayo. Isabarizini leyo ayenzi. Njalo futhi ngesituation ekhona katike Zimbabwe, kubona ngathi abantu sesithule kakhulu, sebasithatha inyongo, wabona ukuthi abantu abayenzi lutho, ikakhulu abantu bamathekeleni bakwazi ukuthi abantu abayenzi lutho. So ngivumelana nokuthi abantu ngabayabambana bagcwale emgwaqweni, abantu bangabambana bagcwale emgwaqweni kobulawa lafuna bangaemfuthi abantu abangu-10,000 asoze babathenze lutho, ngaze kubuye ini bethi bazozama ukuvala, ngoba bakhona labanye abantu abazasilandela ababe khona pho ku-force ama-orisinali. Mina kheritheli ukuthi someone who is under force and someone who is just a youth who is youth bamfake i-infomu e-force, I can tell ukuthi this guy akasiwo umpholisa kumbe isoja. So those original guys who are on force, they won't be reinforced, they can't reinforce. So abantu bakithi sibambaneni, ngoba i-problem leyi ihlasela noma ngubani, noma ngubani ovotele liphi bantu ovotele ngathi i-problem ihlasela wonke umuntu kwe-situation yeZimbabwe leyi. Sina bathi silapho eButswana sivaliwe, alibane Zimbabwe ilizwe le-right, ngabe sikhuluma kathi silathi siyangena eButswana njengamanye amazwe eNamibia, kungenama-passport, kodwa sivaliwe ngenxa yokuthi ilizwe lethu libi, ilizwe lethu lezizinto ezimbi. Kungasikho ukuthi abantu belizwe lethu babazi i-situation yelizwe lethu yenza ukuthi abantu babe bazi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba, ngiyabonga kakhulu for you coming on the show. We appreciate your words and let's get back to Miss Nare. Uyakhuluma yini umadam?
Yebo ngiyakhuluma, ngiyakhuluma.
Umuzwile u-evangelist Ramos lapha?
Yes, ngimzwile. And uletha umbono oqondileyo sikule ukuthi abantu kumele sibambane despite of ama-political parties esiphuma kiwo. And it's really important ukuthi sicalisele khona, if we unite and put aside the fight that we have as especially as young people, because we forget like it went in a large issues that are coming up in hand. We are fighting each other, and as young people and stand up in one voice to say that we want this and push for. I can know what is which is really bad.
Mm-hmm. Mam Lotwa, ukona na. Hey, kwenzakalani eMathebeleland. We've been seeing all these things going on now. Nangu usisi unare uti, hi, things are good. What's your take?
Apart from marginalization, kule systematic uhulumende afuna ukusiphatha ngakhona. Ufuna one, singaphakamisa amakhanda, second, singaphathile ukuthi singela ngabantu nje. You understand? So that's why all the attacks come ngiqala zibe seMathebeleland. Akusimangalisi ukuhlaselwa kwaPhasho. It's not new to Matebeleland. I was attacked in Matopo
for campaigning for a council candidate with other comrades they are tagged in Nkiza, also for campaigning for their candidates. In your corner, which is the lay Iban Bompias and Sun, Omun, Umbon, Osuveni, Napan, the Bombonia, so Uban Bananjani, the moon to who fundamentally running the Lonke and the Kanish of Malonke because Yena, Umkonda, who has a children in the one party state. He has the Munta Kate, which is Ufunani, which is simply a Kiena. So it's quite different. Even though the Joker for human rights.
You are becoming very popular today. A caller is on the line again. They would like to throw in a view. Let's hold it for a second and bring the caller in. Maybe they want to ask one of you guys something. Caller, hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome. We are live on Live Talk Women's Forum. What do you have to say for the women today?
For the women today?
It's a women's show. We're talking about women, everything women. We bring it for all for them today. We've just lost Umkoma Travis right there. Apparently, Travis is surprised we are talking about women. Maybe they haven't seen a man hosting this show before. But, it's still a women's show, and we are talking about women today. Mamzi Lotwa, let me come back to you. You were still explaining something. Please go ahead.
Yes. Human rights. Bayakubona ukuthi impilo yabantu generally in Zimbabwe it has gone down. Mina isimuso engangilayo mkhulu aseye isimuso ezayexperiencewa iphilwe ngabantwana bami. Kunzima. And I think maybe abantwana bami basekuposition engcono kulabanye abantwana esibabonayo phandle lapho esibakhangeleyo. People don't even have anything to eat today. Ayikhona izolo. So if politics esikuzo are not answering to that. If politics esikuzo we are busy siphakamisela obaba phezulu sithi abaqhubeke bencindezela omama phansi. To me, that's not politics. Mina ngimele abantu eMathebeleland. Ngimele wonke umuntu eMathebeleland. And ngizizwa ngingummeli wabo, ngingumkhulumeli wabo. Ngikhuluma ukuthi siyafa ngendlela sihluphekile. Izibhedlela zifile, imigwaqo ifile. Everything else, as Zimbabwe, we are just saying we are factional. So how do we then say and be proud? Because I'm sure you know all the people that even Musali, Musani, is paying the fee. What is it exactly that Musali is paying the fee? If we are all the people that are going to pay, we are going to compete in terms of time without number. We are going to pay. Now we are going to pay for time. So we are going to pay. So we rape. We repeal it. That's what ZANU-PF is doing to us today. Singabantu, singabo mama. He just is a Muslim boy. He is a shugunyezwa, he is a shugunuzwa.
Asibambe futhi lapho mama lotwa. The caller is back. Travis, are you back, my brother? Munotaura ere mkoma Travis. Mkoma Travis, varukungo teaser. Anyway, Mam Lotwa, we heard your points. You touched base on the roads, hospitals, basics, food, and everything. Ematebeleland. But I want to come back to Miss Nare and throw another question and say, as a woman in ZANU-PF today, as a young woman, are you happy with the direction the politics of this country is going?
From my side, from ZANU-PF, I'm really happy with the direction the politics is going. Because Umangameli is trying by all means with Aparamis Amanda Abafazi. We've seen that from the appointments that our MPLA cabinet, like actually, Ufazila Badawanga, Mama Parat, Utunkana, the person who genuinely says it, who can with Fonkona, who has his feet for an internal Udmissel, who can tell the Labadawanga Mama, go politics. And this is also an example to the next generation to come. Like, as the Funuungena Pandu, like Utunkana, no, ukulumende uthonga nabo yanini bomama byanisisele zisonke. So that is to let duty to play and a role to play. To also encourage the other young women abayesabayo ukungena kupolitics ngenxa yokuthi babona izinto ezenzakalayo ukuthongona. Like for example, if you lapha uyabuye triple C engakhuluma lapho ukuthongona.
Allow me to hold it again there. Allow me to hold it again. We've got another caller. Something for you. Caller, can you hear me? Hello? Welcome to Live Talk. Can you hear me? Hello, caller, can you hear me? Caller is not very clear. We may have to ask our producers to call you back again. I cannot hear you. Let me come back to the ladies. We are getting closer to the end of the show, ladies, but I would also like to throw a question at you, Mamlochwa, to say, if your party was in power, was in governance today, what would you do differently to ensure the problems you're talking about are taken care of?
If you read through our blueprints, that is our political manifesto, zakhuluma kakhulu ngendaba ye-social welfare. IZimbabwe ilizwe ebuhlungu because ilizwe elingagcini abantu aba-vulnerable. I-COVID ibuye yasitshengisa khona lokhu ukuthi abantu aba-vulnerable asibagcini. Kudala mina ngisakhula ugogo wami babesiye emahhofisini ekhezi besiyahola i-welfare, ayisekho khathesi. Kathesi welfare esikhona yi-welfare esibuya kulo-councilor wezanu ebuya kungumumbu kumbe kube ngenkomitho kumbe kube ngegabha ogogo beshona bewoswa lilanga the whole day because one uhulumente wezempilo kahloniphi ilungelo loluntu. Mina ngikhulumi istory, ngikhuluma i-experience because I am a rural champion, ngihlala ekhaya. Abantu laba ngiyababona besoswa lilanga kuthiwa silinde umumbu ilokhu zeniyabuyi iroli yabuya ibuya nomumbu. Kwenziwa yini ukuthi singahloniphi amalungelo oluntu? In South Africa, in Botswana, our neighbors bayahola into okuthiwa ngumdende. Nxa ngifuna irayisi ngihambe ngithenga irayisi. If I want a fruit ngihambe ngithenga ifruit, ngine choice. Kodwa eZimbabwe akula choice. Kuthiwa hamba olayina ube le khadi lezanu uhole ungumundana uhole lokuyinhlanyelo. It's on partisan line and thina besizimisele ukuthi we are not going to do the welfare of anybody on partisan line.
Uyazini wena rural champion.
I represent everyone in Makerere South. I don't represent the CCC. I represent wonke umuntu eMakerere South. Ngimela wonke umuntu eMakerere South.
All right.
Sina siyibandla besithi welfare yabantu.
Asiyibambe futhi. Asiyibambe futhi Mamlochwa, isikhathi sihambile. Our time is running out, but it's been a very great discussion. Let's allow Miss Nare to say a few words for Christmas, very short and brief, and we go. If you can hear me, Miss Nare, please come in.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd like to say that Merry Christmas to everyone in Zimbabwe. And so let's just be careful and stay united.
Awesome. Mam Lotwa, any Christmas message for me?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, ladies, for being on the show tonight. We appreciate you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And this brings us to the end of the show. The next time this show is back on your screens is going to be well after Christmas. So on behalf of Studio 7, the Voice of America in Washington, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Signing off in Washington, this is Evans Zininga.